9-8 Mobile.
4CEF Mobile, good morning to you.
Good morning, how's it going?
Glad that I had to climb out of my warm bed, how you doing?
Here trying to finish up a paper route. I'll get on and see if the old gang was on and having the round table.
Miss Mike and Tim this morning. I didn't hear them at all. So far, you're the only one I've heard since I jumped in the truck.
That'll be in here now in a few minutes.
That as well. I'm surprised he hadn't already jumped on.
Thanksgiving may have him still running a little bit slow.
I just do it. I'm trying to remember. I was thinking he said he was off the first 2 days this week, but I don't remember if that was him or somebody else. It sticks in my mind for some reason.
He was probably going to take some time off, but I never did hear when.
If I remember it right, I think he said he was taking Monday and Tuesday off this week. So maybe he'll be on tomorrow morning. He might be sleeping in this morning since he's off.
Possibility. I don't blame him for sleeping in. It's really going to be bad in the morning. It's supposed to get down like 29 degrees around here.
So I heard them. They were talking on the radio last night about flurries, and I had the wife look it up. All the same thing on the weather, but we never did see anything before bed.
I think we're going to get any right now, but we might get some later on the week.
I think up towards Asheville, maybe Gatlinburg area, they've been starting to see snow already.
Radar before I left home last night, and it was showing some flurries up around the Highlands.
Up in the higher elevation. Dang, it looks like it's clear out now. I don't see a whole lot of stars, but I don't know.
Howdy, but I'm sitting here looking at a full moon.
Well, so far this morning?
We're so good I had to sort of reroute, but I'm getting there. I probably still got about, maybe 45 minutes left.
Drink you some coffee, warm back up.
Got me a couple of shirts at Sam's, I guess about 3 weeks ago. It might be a little more than that. It's got that, like, what I call fake wool. I think they call it piling or something. But it's got it in the sleeves. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm about to burn up in this thing.
Break out the thicker, warmer jackets till a little bit later when it's really cold. Even right now, my wife packed me a toboggan. I ain't threw that on my head yet.
Happy Friday. Yeah, I broke mine out for a little while, and I finally said, no, I'm going to put my cap back on. But when you're running about 40 miles an hour with both windows down and it's good and cold, it pays to have it, something good and warm on, but when you slow down, it gets a little bit hot.
Imagine that. I can definitely imagine that.
Hope it doesn't snow, because I don't like being out here at night in the snow.
Well, no matter what the weather, or is there any reasons why they'd let you not do it?
Regardless. I can wait till the next morning daylight to do it, which is what I do, but we still got to run it.
I realize that people still running paper routes during when it's snowing and whatnot. That's crazy, but, you know, it makes sense. I mean, people need the news.
Doesn't matter what the weather is, people want their newspaper.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's a good problem to have, as long as people order newspapers. People out there just got to run the routes. Otherwise, they might just get it online and people be out of work. So, yeah, it's a good thing.
Home delivery a couple more years before everything goes to the computer.
still times where it's just better to have a newspaper in your hand, because just subscribing to a website, just, I don't know, it's not quite the same thing. Even though the news is the same, it's just, it's at a different, I don't know, it's just totally different.
Customer say, I want a newspaper in my hand when I look at it. They say, I don't want to look at a computer, I want to look at a paper.
See that, I mean, you know, maybe the younger generation, especially the ones that are coming up now that, you know, ain't hardly ever cracked open a newspaper, maybe, but yeah, anybody that's really been around, even at my age, you know, newspaper is actually still way to go.
Right, is sometimes when you're doing other things, you just got to have a newspaper.
That, and you can't start a fire if you don't have some kindling. A laptop or a computer's not going to do that for you.
A couple of laptops I'd like to try it with, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody's got them days.
HP's and I've owned Dell, and the best one so far is the latest. Last one I bought about 3 years ago from Dale.
Purchased a couple of them through the years. And, you know, all of them's kind of similar, the same. The desktop computer I bought, I built, which I've done that for a while, but it just, I don't know, I get more out of it that way. That way I get to pick and choose what I want in it.
I wouldn't know where to start.
Yeah, I understand that. Dang, I talked to a guy on the radio last night on JSA. He was telling me about his wireless setup he had for his 7100, his ICOM. And he was talking about it was 40-something miles away, and he connects to it over Wi-Fi and everything else. And I'm just like, dude, I don't even understand how you even set that up.
That's just, I guess it's something new to play with. But to me, that doesn't interest me, and the digital stuff doesn't interest me at all. You know, if push comes shove and everything else fails, we're going to go right back to what we're doing right now.
I gotta push myself a little bit. I gotta get over the HF mic fright. I still had to keep my mic up, which is still sad. I stick to the digital modes, and I need to start keying up the mic every once in a while.
I prefer the old microphone, but when you ride around a patrol car for 25 years with one stuck in your face just about all the time, it becomes a habit. But I was a CB nut when I was a teenager, so it's just a long extension.
Yeah, I mean, CB's, I've got one in my truck now. Nobody ever talks on it, so I don't have to turn it on. But, yeah, I remember growing up in high school and me and my buddies, you know, talking on it on the way to school.
You bought me a bass for graduation from high school. And I bought it used, and he got a mobile unit with it. And we put it in his truck, and he retired in July of that year, and it was worked for the railroad, and fuel pump went out on his truck. And that's how he was able to get help, was that CB, and from that day on, he was hooked.
When I bought my CB that I got now, I was surprised that there's very little talking on it anymore. I mean, not even locally, you don't hear much.
Either way, with all the regulations for it, so I don't know. I think it's just a free-for-all now.
Yes, one thing I've enjoyed about the ham radio is I can turn it on, and I don't really have to worry about what my kids hear. If I do the same with CB, you know, there's going to be somebody that jumps on there, and they don't care what they say or wash their mouth or nothing, so.
Heard some of the worst words come across the ham radio is because they want to get in a fuss fight. One wants to run the whole show, and another one wants to run it, and they lock horns.
I can imagine. So far, I've been fortunate. I haven't really hadn't really had my had to worry about that with just the local stuff on the repeaters. So, well, I'm done pulled in the parking lot at work, so it's time for me to run on in. You have a good day. 7-3s to you. Stay safe out there. And get warm once you get home and drink some coffee.
Friday. Well, you have a good one. Glad you made it in safe. Hopefully catch you in the morning. And don't work too hard. So 7-3 is KM4 and AP clear.
AO4CF and I'll be clear.